visiting teaching message, Become an Instrument in the Hands of God by Exercising Charity. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. What is charity? President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995. A new commandment I give unto you, the Savior said, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John chapter 13, verses 34, 35. This love that we should have for our brothers and sisters in the human family, and that Christ has for every one of us, is called charity, or the pure love of Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verse 47. It is the love that prompted the suffering and sacrifice of Christ's atonement. It is the highest pinnacle the human soul can reach and the deepest expression of the human heart. The Savior has commanded us to love one another as He has loved us, to clothe ourselves with the bond of charity. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 125. As He so clothed Himself. We're called upon to purify our inner feelings, to change our hearts, to make our outward actions and appearance conform to what we say we believe. Those who are filled with the love of Christ do not seek to force others to do better. They inspire others to do better, indeed, inspire them to the pursuit of God. We need to extend the hand of friendship. We need to be kinder, more gentle, more forgiving, and slower to anger. A More Excellent Way, Ensign, May 1992, pages 61 through 63. How can charity help me be an instrument in the hands of God? Ether, chapter 12, verse 28. Faith, hope, and charity bringeth unto me the fountain of all righteousness. Elder Joseph B. Worthland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Once we see through the eye of faith that we are children of a loving Father who's given us the gift of His Son to redeem us, we experience a mighty change in our hearts. We feel to sing the song of redeeming love, Alma chapter 5, verse 26, and our hearts overflow with charity. Knowing that the love of God is the most desirable of all things and the most joyous to the soul, 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 22 and 23, we want to share our joy with others. We want to serve them and bless them. Cultivating Divine Attributes, Leah Hona, January 1999, page 31. Ensign, November 1998, page 27. Anne C. Pingree, former second counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. We can alter the face of the earth one family and one home at a time through charity. Are small and simple acts of pure love. Charity, the Savior's pure love, is the highest, noblest, strongest kind of love, which we pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart to possess. Elder Dallin H. Oaks teaches us that charity is not an act, but a condition or state of being one becomes. Our day-to-day offerings of charity are written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God in the fleshy tables of our hearts. Little by little, our charitable acts change our natures, define our characters, and ultimately Make us women with the courage and commitment to say to the Lord, "Here am I, send me." Charity, One Family, One Home at a Time, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 108 through 109. End of the visiting teaching message, Become an Instrument in the Hands of God by Exercising Charity.